is raring to go. Well, I don't know that I do use that.
Right. And what about, what's the word for if there had been a building someplace and it had been taken down? You say a building has been...
demolished.
Another way of saying that.
Torn down.
And have you ever heard for to have a good time, a torn down good time?
No. Stomp down now was a local.
That's a very good
time. Yeah, I mean.
All
right, and if someone becomes sick suddenly, how would you say that? Well,
last night she
became suddenly ill, but that ain't what you want. I know, I can't think of it.
Have you heard she was taken sick?
Yes, she was taken sick in the middle of the night or something like that. Let's see, she was... Brain just didn't work on that.
And if you want to tell someone eventually, he's sick now, but he will be better. Have you got another way, friendlier, more everyday way of saying that he'll be sick again?
Soon.
Okay. What about?
Very early.
By and by?
Yes.
Any variations on by and by?
Well, eventually.
Okay. And how do you tell the past of to suddenly develop a cold? You're scolding a child, perhaps. Last night you kept those wet clothes on, and you
took cold.
Right. And if you have difficulty speaking, there's noise here. You say
I have laryngitis or hoarseness.
And this is a
cough.
And if you feel like going to bed, you say, "Oh, I'm so
fagged out or tired."
Right, and just having to do with wanting to go to sleep, I'm
so sleepy.
And the verb that you use to describe to become not to be not asleep in the morning, you say every morning at 7 o'clock I'm
wide awake.
Okay. And the alarm clock
goes off,
and it does what to me?
Wakes me up.
And if someone is sick and you go in and look at the bottle and it still looks full, you say, "Haven't you
taken your medicine?"
And if someone can't hear, you say he is
deaf, hard of hearing.
And if the familiar way of saying to perspire, he
sweat,
and to make water come to a bubbling point,
boil.
And when that is a sore on the body, boil. Do you have any other words to describe a boil?
Pimple or a carbuncle is another thing.
And if your hand. Maybe there was a sting, perhaps, and it begins to get larger. You say it is
swollen.
And a word that's used with deer hunters, I think, to see the deer and just have this big excitement.
Startled. Is that the word?
This is the name of this feeling. Buck fever is what
my husband didn't deer hunt, so I didn't know that.
And
there are some around here that I don't know of, but I hadn't heard that.
And that liquid that's in a blister, if you open it, you call
fluid or watery blister.
And if you have a cut or in a war, for example, a soldier may get a serious
injury. Wound.
And if there is around a wound some flesh that doesn't heal, I think it gets very hard.